B-Pod Studios.
This is the second date update on the 10th with Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa, the Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
All right, Marissa, so you're looking for Jimmy?
I'm looking for Jimmy.
Okay, what happened with you and Jimmy?
So, Jimmy was an old friend of mine from high school, and we recently reconnected. We went out a couple times, and the last time we went out, we had a great time.
Okay. So that's the last time you went out that you had a great time, and since then, you haven't heard from him? Is that what you're going to say?
He's not answering my calls, my texts, or anything.
Okay. So define a great time.
Yeah.
We went to a bar. We had a whole bunch of drinks. We went back to my place. Yada, yada, yada. And then the next morning when he left, he said that he would, you know, link up with me. And nothing.
Now, about that yada, yada, yada.
Thank you, Melissa.
Can we get a little bit more specific?
Yeah, like, can you give us a little more? Like, could anything have happened during that yada process?
Yeah.
We had great sex.
If you had to guess anything that it bothered him, or I don't know, that for him not to get, maybe he's waiting another 10 years to bag you again, or I don't know.
You know, I've been wrecking my brain trying to figure out, and I don't know. The only thing I could come up with is maybe because I'm doing a little bit better in life than he is. I don't know. That's it, but I don't want to say that.
That actually makes sense, if that's it. Like, in high school, you guys are on equal footing, you know?
So, like, in high school, it was equal-ish, because I was kind of like a brain smarter than him.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know. We'll give him a call. Marissa, are you still there?
I'm still here.
All right, cool. Stay quiet. We're going to call him right now, okay?
What the f***? Okay, like, Tony, you cannot be this stupid, okay? Just shut off the main valve. I'll be there in, like, an hour.
What?
Hello?
Is this Jimmy?
Yeah. Oh my God, I'm so embarrassed. I thought you were somebody else. How can I help you?
What a change.
But yeah, this is it's Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa. We're calling you from we got your phone number because we're calling you from a radio station. A girl that you know would love to go on a date with you, and we're asking you on her behalf. And if you say yes to the date with this girl, then we will pay for whatever date you choose. So I'll tell you the girl's name.
Wait. Are you saying free? Like, say no more. I'm in.
Wow. That was quick.
Okay. Let's do it. Okay. So the girl's name is Marissa, and you hung out with her recently. Is that cool?
You're kidding me, right? Thank you, but no, thank you. I'm all set.
You're all set with Marissa.
It's still free.
Yeah, it's still free. And you guys, she told us that you guys were old friends from high school. You reconnected recently. Maybe you could reconnect once again. Is it because she said that maybe you were bothered because she's a little more successful than you?
That's what she thinks. Yeah. How about you tell her that I said, A, I'm doing pretty damn well for myself.
Okay.
And B, at least I know how to wipe my ass.
Excuse us?
What was B? Oh, you know how to wipe your ass?
Yeah. Did she tell you that we f***ed in high school?
She said that you guys had sex in high school and recently too.
Anyway, there is a absolute reason why I never went farther than that.
Why?
She can't wipe her ass right.
Okay, you said that already. We need a little bit more context here.
You watching her take a dump?
Like,
all right. So we've had sex a few times now, and back in high school, you know, like, we were doing a little doggy style, and I saw little bits of toilet paper
in her ass. I need to leave. I need to leave instantly. Okay. I need to go cleanse myself. I need some sage. I need something.
This is so...
So she had bits
disgusting.
Of toilet paper in her ass.
Yeah, it is disgusting. It's gross. But, you know, I was 15, and she was the only girl that would have sex with me.
Oh, my God.
you just deal with things.
Yeah, okay.
Then, like, after that, we went to college, and I went to trade school. Kind of completely forgot about her. But anyway, we actually reconnected on Match.com a few months back. And I thought, oh, you know, let's go out again. Maybe, who knows? We're adults now, and maybe we start getting it on again.
Okay.
And?
And, you know, like, we went out a few times, and it was pretty fun.
Yeah.
But for the last date, she finally invited me back to her place, and we started hooking up.
And stop laughing.
I know.
Because I feel like I know where this is going.
Go ahead.
Well, long story short, she's on top of me and doing, you know, reverse cowgirl, facing away.
Yeah.
And, you know, just like stars in the sky, I see bits of toilet paper in her ass again.
What is happening?
Oh, my
God. I know. 20 years later, she can't wipe her ass, right? Like,
ew. Okay.
Listen.
Are you sure that's what it was?
Yes.
Okay. I don't even know, Romero. I don't even know.
You know what? Fuck you. Because you're not
on the phone right now. She heard everything you said.
Fuck you, okay? Because if that was a problem back then, or then, you wouldn't have ate my ass, okay? So let's go like this.
No. Eat your ass, you. Maybe you should switch to wet wipes or something. You're too old to have dingleberries. Disgusting.
Okay.
Yeah. Listen, I'm a plumber, so I'm basically an
You're
expert.
You're a loser.
Did you hear what said?
You need to do a better job of cleaning your
I used your tongue. That's what I did. That's what the
God.
I did.
Look, if thinking that's true, go ahead and bet I make you feel better. But seriously, you need to do something about your dingleberry problem.
Okay.
Hold on. So
what?
I don't know, man. I mean, listen,
where do we go from here?
Well, we go on another date for free.
Yeah, okay.
No, don't ask him. Don't ask him. Don't ask that shit or anything. No, I'm sorry. I don't want to go on another date. He can kiss my ass.
Oh no. Oh no. How will I survive?
How will you survive?
No, you, Jimmy.
No, you and your dirty, disgusting ass.
Okay,
I'm done.
The Second Date Update on the 10th.
Weekday mornings at 6:10, 7:10, and 8:10.
If you need a Second Date Update, email us. getupcrew@hot969boston.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.